Creation Celebration.
Okay, class, please listen to our next group. They call themselves the Young Explorers. They are going to present their part of the Creation Celebration.
I'm first. My name is Salima. I am from Egypt. I am going to talk about a place on Earth that I would like to visit someday. Here is a picture of a beautiful place in South America. It is called Machu Picchu, and it is in the Andes Mountains. For many years, this place was an important city of the Inca Empire in Peru. The Incas built it high in the mountains around the year 1450. Now, all you can see are the ruins of Machu Picchu. The city was destroyed hundreds of years ago and rediscovered by the outside world in 1911. Machu Picchu is now a popular place for tourists to visit. I would like to stand at Machu Picchu and look at the steep mountains around it. I would like to think about the amazing history of this city high in the Andes Mountains. How could people live at such a high elevation? If I lived there, I would never be tired of the beautiful scenery. It is very different from my home in Egypt, but it is also similar. My country has ancient cities from long ago that are in ruins. My country, Egypt, also has beautiful scenery along the Nile River and Mediterranean Sea. We also have mountains in the desert. So while I love my home in Asyut, Egypt, I would also like to travel to Peru to see Machu Picchu.
Thank you, Salima. My name is Narang, and I am from Thailand. I love art. I have made a poster about a fragile ecosystem. Let's look at it together as I explain it. The ecosystem I selected is a tropical ecosystem in southern Thailand. What do you see in my poster? The oceans, a beach, and tropical trees and plants. There are two dangers here at Phuket. The first danger is tourism. Many people visit this area each year. The tropical plants along the shore are in danger because of the many houses, roads, and hotels. Fumes from cars and trash from the tourists are polluting the area. The second danger is from a natural source. In 2004, an earthquake in Indonesia caused a huge tsunami to sweep over the area. A tsunami is a large wave that comes from an underwater earthquake. The tsunami destroyed this area of Phuket, killing people, sweeping away hotels, and destroying many of the native plants and animals. This was very tragic for both the tourists and the ecosystem. The area has recovered. There are new hotels now, but the two T's, tourism and the tsunami, are changing the ecosystem.
Thank you, Narang. I'm Pavel from Ukraine. I loved learning about space. This was my favorite unit in English class. I will be comparing Earth with another planet. Take a look at this picture. What planet do you see? Yes, this is the planet Mars. Mars is similar to Earth in some ways. It is a rocky planet, unlike the gaseous planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Like Earth has, Mars had a lot of water at one time. There are areas that used to be seas, rivers, and lakes. That was long ago. Now all the water on Mars is underground or frozen as ice at the poles. Now most of Mars is like the desert areas of Earth. Do you remember how we studied deserts like the Gobi and the Sahara? Mars is similar to those places on Earth. It is very dry, and sometimes the wind causes big dust storms. The dust storms are so huge that we can see them through telescopes. I would love to fly to Mars on a spaceship someday. The trip would take at least 8 months. I like Mars because I could walk around on the surface. It's the only other planet where people could do this. Venus and Mercury are too hot, and the other planets are just gas. So Mars is my favorite planet. It has almost no atmosphere, so I would have to wear a spacesuit with an oxygen tank, just like what the astronauts who went to the moon wore. But it would still be interesting to walk around on Mars.
Thank you, Pavel. I'm next. My name is Ariana. I have written a poem about the oceans. Listen carefully as I read it. The Oceans of Earth. I love the oceans of Earth. I love all of the seas. I love to swim. I love to sail. I love the ocean breeze. From the southern to the Arctic, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from the Indian to the seven seas, all the oceans are terrific. I want to travel on a ship to cruise the Caribbean. I want to swim in the Caspian and sail the Mediterranean. I love the ocean animals. I love the crabs and fish. I love to eat fresh seafood with spices on my dish. I love the oceans of Earth. I love all of the seas. I love to swim. I love to sail. I love the ocean breeze.
Nice poem, Ariana. Everybody, my name is Gustavo. I will be presenting a short song that I have written. I will sing it once, and then all of us can sing it together. Are you ready? Earth, our home. God gave us Earth, it is our home. God made each ecosystem and biome. Tundra, desert, temperate forests, grassland, prairies, tropical forests. God lifted up the mountains high. God gave us the beautiful starry sky. Let's worship God wherever we roam. Let's care for Earth, our special home.